Welcome to the From the Field broadcast, recorded from the Amazon Basin. Listen now as Brother Andrew brings you good news from a far country.
Chapter 8, verse number 22. The Bible says, "And he," speaking of Jesus, "coming to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town." And then Jesus and his disciples, they went away to the next little place on their journey. I find it amazing here in the Word of God that Jesus stops in a little place there in the Galilee area called Bethesda. And while he's there, he is just simply passing through this area. And the people in the town of Bethsaida, they have enough concern about one that's among them that's blind. And they bring the blind man to Jesus. And they besought, or they pleaded, or begged with Jesus that he might touch the blind man. And I want to look here this morning on simply a touch from the Lord.
Amen. Good.
Many times we'll find the word in the Holy Writ where the Lord Jesus or God Himself has touched somebody. Yeah. It's amazing if you look at their lifestyle or the way they were living, or their attitude, or their personality before God touched them. And then how drastically things changed after God touched them.
Amen.
It was in the book of Job where Job said, "Have mercy, O my friends, for God hath touched me." How I can appreciate the fact that God is a loving God and a merciful God and a holy and wrathful God.
Yes.
The fact that He wants to touch us today is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Jesus says, stop by this way here, and these dear folk have in this town had concern about a blind man. This blind man had never seen anything in his life. This blind man, all he knew was darkness. This blind man had never seen any glimmer of light, had never seen anything his entire life. He was a man, so throughout his childhood, he never knew what it was like to play ball with the other boys. He never knew what it was like to do things that the others did because he could not see himself. And so throughout his life, they grew up in this state of blindness. He had to be led by a hand everywhere that he went to. He could not work a regular job like other men could. So he had to rely on receiving alms and offerings from those that had a kind heart that passed by as he sat by the highway side and begged. And so there were some folk in his town that knew what it was like to see city. There are some folk in his town that knew what it was like to walk around and see with their eyes. And these same folk also knew and had experienced what Jesus Christ could do. And they had known the touch of God. They had known the power that Jesus held in his hands. They know that this man had walked like any other man, but he was God in the flesh. And that when they had seen Jesus was passing by their little seaside town of Bethsaida, they went and got the blind man, and they besought Jesus that he might touch him. They knew the power in the touch of God. They knew the strength that was in the hands of God. They had heard told he had touched the tongue of the deaf and dumb man there in chapter 8 and chapter 7 there. And when Jesus touched his tongue, it received power again, and the man spoke. And so they knew these things. They had heard the stories of how Jesus had touched the crippled and touched the lame, and how they had come back full in strength again. And so they saw their friend that was blind, the one they loved, the one they had compassion on. They said, if we can just get him to Jesus and beg and ask God to touch him, oh, we know if God will touch him, he'll change his life. We know if God's hands upon him and will touch him, his life will be forever changed. And so we see here that they bring him to Jesus. Notice that the blind man did not come to Jesus on his own account. Notice the blind man didn't just get up one day and say, I think I'll go find Jesus. But look how important it is here that these folk in this town looked upon one that was blind and said, if we'll get him there, then we know that Jesus will do the rest, thank God. Hey, I don't know about your neighbors next door, the folks you work with, or you're laboring with, but if they're lost in their sin, dear friend, they're blind as a bat, and they don't know God. There's nothing inside their depraved, fallen nature that wants them to get to God. But friend, if you'll come with a broken heart and intercede on their behalf and call on and besought God, Lord, touch them, God. Amen. Awaken them to their sinful state and deal with their heart, God. Lord, touch them, Lord. Whoa, dear friend, what a great responsibility the Church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, has today. We see folk around us lost and blind in their sin, undone in this world. What they need is not a set of better standards. They don't need a better set of rules. What they need is somebody to go on their behalf before God and pray and seek the face of God and say, oh God, have mercy on my children. Have mercy on my grandchildren. Lord, be with my neighbors at work. Oh God, help us to have that burden for lost sinners again. There's an old deacon down the mountains of North Carolina, a dear man of God, a prayer warrior, an old Holy Ghost filled deacon, was working out of place, making good money, and the Holy Ghost dealt with his heart, and the Lord spoke to him and said, I want you to quit your job, and I'll provide you with another. And so the deacon went inside to work that day, told his boss man he'd been there for years. He was going to quit and leave his job. He left, and he went out within a few weeks and heard there was some men working nearby his home. He walked up there and just stood around. The boss man said, can I help you? And he said, I've come out to this place to work and to find a job. He said, I don't have no openings. I'm sorry. And the old Holy Ghost filled man of God said, don't matter. He said, I'll do anything. I'll dig a ditch. I'll do whatever it takes. He said, I just want to work. He said, God woke me up this morning and said, come here. And I have a job. You have a job for me. And the boss man said, I'm sorry. I don't have anything available. He went away. And about lunchtime, the boss man came back and said, Well, son, if you really want to work, he said, I could use you over here. That old deacon got a shovel, got down that ditch, and for just little less pay than what he was receiving, he got to laboring, and down in that ditch was a young man he was working with that did not know God. That old deacon got down there singing Amazing Grace and how God had saved the wretch like him. And week after week, month after month, that old deacon labored next to that young man. God got to dealing with him. Amen. And that old deacon got to praying for him. God saved his soul. And God got to working on him. And God got to touching him and helping him. And in the end, thank God, that boy got born again. And thank God for some men that obey God and go where God tells them to go. And thank God for some folk that's a concern about the lost in this day. They brought then this man to Jesus. Now the Word of God said here, and he took the blind man by the hand. He touched this man. Jesus had put his hands on this man. The men in the town, they knew that when Jesus touched somebody, that business was about to pick up. I don't know about y'all, but I'm grateful that God is touched by our infirmities. Amen. And then in turn, the Holy God of heaven still has a desire to come by our way. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now the Bible says here that He touched him the first time, put His hands on him and said, how do you see? And he kept looking around and said, I see men as trees walking. He wasn't seeing everything clearly. And then Jesus touched him the second time, put his hands on him and said, now how do you see? He said, I see clearly. Amen. He said, I see every man clearly. I don't know how it was to y'all, but I know for myself, sitting there as a 14-year-old young boy in the church house, when the man of God got up and preached on that Wednesday night, how that the God had come by and touched my heart and let me know that I was a sinner. Let me know that I was on my way to hell without God. I don't know how I didn't see things clearly too good. It seems like every tree that I saw had a noose on it. And that noose had my name on it. I knew that I was going to die without God. I knew I had no hope in my life. I knew I was a gift before God. That my sin was taking me away from God. That it was my nature I was born with. I had no control over. Though I tried to do better, the more better I tried to do, the more worse of God. It was because I was such a sinner apart from God. I needed somebody to take me by one hand, take God by the other hand, and put us together, thank God. The Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He's the one that knows the holiness of God. He's the one that knows the fullness of man. He is the one in the middle, thank God. It takes God by one hand and man by the other and puts us back in right with God in a renewed relationship where our sins are gone, have been washed away, thank God. Well, Wednesday went by and I got to feeling worse and worse. And the next week went by, I got to feeling worse and worse. And I got to the place where all I wanted was God to touch me one more time.
Deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. Hope it's been a blessing and a help to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. That's Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.